Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
The coffee's ready, so pour yourself a cup and get set for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. It's an hour of news and information for ag producers right here in CJ Country. We'll get you an update of the forecast, catch you up on the latest news from Washington, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag Ready and at Farm News, Max Armstrong with Farm Progress America, and much more. So let's get started as we pay a visit to the American countryside.
Cleveland was a city dealing with a major crime problem in the 1930s and 40s. The man they brought here to fight crime was someone who had taken on the most notorious gangsters of the era. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In 1931, Elliot Ness and his agents, known as the Untouchables, helped take down Al Capone. For many of us, though, we don't know what happened to Ness after the chapter with Capone.
1935, Ness was hired as the public safety director of Cleveland. Now, Prohibition had ended by then. At that time, Cleveland also was considered one of the worst cities in the country.
Steve Green at the Elliot Ness Museum in Cowdersport, Pennsylvania, says Ness began to tackle the crime in Cleveland, just as he had doggedly pursued Capone.
He worked with youth to prevent juvenile crime. He reduced the juvenile crime rate in Cleveland by 40%. Ness always was ready and did employ new and innovative law enforcement techniques and technologies.
That technology seems relatively simple today, but it was huge at the time.
Ness was one of the first to employ radio cars in a big way in a city. Now, we all take that for granted today. Every cop car has a radio. But when he got to Cleveland, most of the officers were beat cops, and they had to get to a phone on telephone pole to report something.
Ness worked to turn Cleveland around, helping the city earn awards for its safety.
He actually turned Cleveland around from being one of the worst cities in the country when he got there to actually winning a national award and being recognized as America's safest city.
He even ran for mayor of Cleveland in 1947, but was defeated. There was one final, small but significant town in Ness's story, though.
In 1956, he came here to Cuttersport to launch a business that ultimately failed.
So why was this town so important? The conclusion of the story is next time as we travel the countryside in Cowdersport, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McRae.
Max Armstrong is waiting in the wings, but it's Tony St. James and Agriculture Today, straight ahead.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pasture in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
U.S. grain export inspections remain solid in the latest reporting week, led by strong corn and soybean shipments, while wheat and sorghum showed mixed movement. Data reinforced steady global demand, with China continuing to play a prominent role in oilseed and coarse grain flows. Now, corn inspections for the week ending January 22nd totaled approximately 59.5 million bushels, slightly above the prior week, but well ahead of the same period last year. Marketing year-to-date corn inspections, 1.24 billion bushels, sharply above last year's pace, supporting export demand expectations into late winter. Major destinations, Mexico, Japan, Colombia, and several North African markets. Soybean inspections, 48.7 million bushels for the week, slightly lower than the previous week, but still well above year-ago levels. Soybean inspections cumulatively for the marketing year reached approximately 760 million bushels, trails last year's pace, but shows consistency for weekly movement. China accounting for a significant share of shipments, primarily through Gulf and Pacific Northwest ports, reinforcing its continued presence in the market. Wheat inspections came in near 12.9 million bushels. It's down from the previous week, below year-ago levels. Marketing year-to-date, wheat inspections totaling about 600 million bushels, modestly ahead of last year. Now, shipments led by Pacific Northwest loadings of hard red spring and soft white wheat, with additional volumes moving through Gulf ports. Sorghum inspections totaling approximately 5 million bushels, down week to week, slightly behind last year's pace on a cumulative basis. China remains the destination for sorghum, though volumes were smaller compared with earlier in the marketing year. You know, grain transportation activity, though, remains elevated across rail and export channels. It signals strong demand movement, even as river traffic softens seasonally. New data shows railroads continue to carry a growing share of grain logistics, reinforcing rail's expanded role in U.S. ag. U.S. Class 1 railroads originated more than 32,000 grain carloads for the week ending January 10th, up 22% from the prior week, 26% from last year. Secondary railcar values reflecting that demand, with January shuttle bids averaging $325 above tariff, rising week to week sharply higher than a year ago. But non-shuttle bids remain modest but stable. Now, longer-term trends confirm rail strength. Class 1 railroads moved a record 1.38 million grain carloads last year, the highest total since federal tracking began. Gains were widespread, led by Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City, reflecting strong export flows to Mexico and expanded Midwest grain handling capacity. Barge movements declined 15% week to week, stayed above year-ago levels, while Gulf export loadings and vessel lineups remained strong. Ocean freight rates to Japan steady to slightly higher, supporting export competitiveness. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
He's made quite a career of bringing farmers news they can use. He's Max Armstrong, standing by with the Farm Progress America Report when we return.
The NASCAR Cup Series.
Chase Elliott on the inside of the front row has the green flag in the air.
Returns to Winston-Salem.
Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski's around. Bubba Wallace gets into the back of Brad.
To race at historic Bowman Gray Stadium.
Comes off the corner, checkered flag is in the air, and Chase Elliott wins the Cookout Clash.
It's the Cookout Clash at Bowman Gray.
This Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Catch flag-to-flag race coverage all season long on CJ Country, your station for fast cars and country stars.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. As the new world screwworm continues to threaten livestock in Mexico, America's livestock industry is calling for all hands on deck to stop the spread. Last week, USDA announced a new $100 million grant program to develop new tools to protect our herds. I'll have the details after this.
On this week's Agronomy for Your Acres with our friends from Nutrien Ag Solutions, Tyler Richardson, crop consultant out of Bowling Green, Missouri, joins us. Tyler, how are you advising your growers to make financing work in 2026?
So Nutrien Financial has become a huge part of my business over the last couple years. Especially this year, it's even more pertinent. Many of our programs are 0% interest. And at the same time, keeping their operating notes or any true cash reserves available for other expenses on the farm or other financing avenues that they're using, whether that be paying labor, farm repair, land payments, whatever it may be, we provide a unique and differentiated financing offer for all of our customers.
Tyler, if folks want to have a conversation with Nutrien Financial, how do they get that ball rolling?
Yep, contact your local crop consultant or get on to NutrienAgSolutions.com and you'll be able to find the link to Nutrien Financial there.
Tyler Richardson, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions.
The New World screwworm was pushed out of the southwestern United States through Mexico and Central America after decades of concerted U.S.-led multinational eradication work, including large-scale releases of sterilized male flies to thwart breeding by the female flies. Screwworm had been contained below the Isthmus of Panama since the early 2000s, but in 2022, the flies began appearing farther north, and in late 2024, they were first spotted again in southern Mexico. Cattle and horses are typically infected, but the flies can also lay eggs on people or other warm-blooded animals. If untreated, infections can be deadly in both animals and humans. As of late last week, Central America and Mexico have tracked nearly 1,200 cases and 7 deaths in people through the ongoing outbreak. The Mexican state of Tamaulipas, which shares a border with Texas, currently has 8 active animal cases. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said the agency is looking for, quote, the kinds of innovations that will help us stay ahead of this pest and protect our food supply and our economy, end quote. Rollins announced a $100 million grant initiative late last Wednesday, dubbing it the New World Screwworm Grand Challenge. Grant applications are open until February 23rd, and APHIS is inviting applicants to seek funding in 4 priority areas. The first is enhancing sterile New World screwworm fly production, building on the method that successfully eradicated the pest decades ago. The second priority area is developing novel traps and lures to detect and monitor screwworm populations. The third focuses on developing therapeutics and treatments that could prevent or control screwworm in animals, and for drugs that could be stockpiled for use should the pest reach the United States. The fourth priority area is developing other tools to bolster preparedness or response to the New World screwworm. I'll be back with more after this. The New World Screwworm Grand Challenge grant process is open. With the U.S. livestock border closed with Mexico and the threat continuing to move north, the race is on to develop new tools to prevent and contain New World screwworm here in the United States. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Just ahead, the Ag Radio Net Farm News, and later this half hour, Bill Baker brings us Dairy Radio Now. We'll be right back.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
China met what was called the initial soybean purchase goal. But the president's shifting trade policy is looking to disrupt the deal. China lifted much of its soybean purchases over to Brazil and Argentina in recent years. They fulfilled their initial commitment by buying 12 million metric ton of soybeans from the U.S., but it's still not clear if the trade agreement that was announced in October can withstand the ever-shifting trade policy. Earlier this month, the president said he would impose 25% tariffs on any country that buys from Iran. That would include China. Last weekend, he threatened to impose 10% tariffs on 8 of America's closest allies in Europe. They continue opposing efforts to acquire Greenland. Trade policies continue to change quickly, and that's been disheartening for China. Beijing paused purchase of U.S. soybeans last summer during the trade war, agreeing to resume buying from U.S. soybean farmers after the presidents of the two countries agreed to a truce. Preliminary data from USDA cast doubt on whether China would live up to the agreement because it was slow to begin purchasing soybeans from the U.S. It lagged before the purchases actually show up in official numbers. Last week, USDA said China had bought more than 8 million ton of U.S. soybeans by January 8th. Daily reports indicating China placed several more orders since then, ranging from 132,000 to 300,000 ton. China shifting much of its soybean purchases to South America recently in order to diversify their sources and find cheaper deals. Last year, Brazilian beans accounted for more than 70% of China's imports, the U.S. share down to just 21%.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
The U.S. House released their final spending bills, none of which included aid for America's specialty crop producers. Specialty crop leaders are expressing disappointment, calling for economic support for U.S. growers, sharing their disappointment in the House releasing their final spending bills where there was no aid for producers. According to the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance, at a time when producers are facing rising costs, domestic labor shortages, and severe market and weather challenges, the omission was concerning. Specialty crops, including fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, nursery, greenhouse, and floriculture products, generate more than $75 billion every year in U.S. cash receipts. They account for more than a third of all U.S. crop sales, supporting rural economies across the nation. Under the current USDA Farm Bridge Assistance Program, $11 billion was allocated to row crops, just $1 billion reserved for specialty crops and other commodities. Key details on eligibility, payment formulas, and timing still to be announced. Recently, the Congressional Caucus for Specialty Crops, along with American Farm Bureau Federation, were echoing a call for assistance that seems to have fallen on deaf ears.
Quality feed, margins, productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
Last week's World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates saw a big drop in grain prices, especially with a surprise find of 1.5 million extra acres of harvested acreage. That and steady number to the yield made a surprise record, 17 plus billion bushel yield. That was until Friday when we saw significant losses in the cattle sector after a much quieter end of week in the grain complex. Demand remained fairly strong with fairly decent corn export numbers, along with soybean export numbers above expectations. Rumors regarding New World screwworm aided in the big pressure for the cattle complex, especially as we headed into the three-day weekend. USDA's APHIS website showed several new cases of New World screwworm in Mexico over the last week, including six new cases in Tamaulipas, a bordering state to the U.S. Active cases in that state are now up to 8. On top of that, CFTC data did show managed money increasing their net long in live cattle futures and options by more than 6,500 contracts, now at over 101,000 contracts long. Feeder cattle futures also saw some specs trimming net long contracts by 530, now less than 17,000. USDA's wholesale box beef prices continue to be higher on Friday, with choice select spread finally widening just a little bit, but expectations are for New World screwworm to continue marching north, and that has the cattle sector nervous.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We've tried to fill this hour with all the news and information that farmers need. Now let's step aside for just a minute or two, then Jeff Ishii will join us with his On the Farm report when we return.
Farming and maintaining your property are year-round jobs made easier with a dependable, easy-to-maintain tractor and conveniently accessible parts and fluids from J-Lo Farm Supply. The snow is in the air, but you're still clearing the lane, feeding the cows, and performing that essential maintenance in the shop. J-Lo Farm Supply has all the genuine AGCO parts and certified service expertise you need to keep your operation and homestead running. Stop into our locations in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. J-Lo Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AGCO parts and service.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
We know the hard work and dedication it takes to run an agricultural operation. But did you know that Farm Credit loan officers can tailor a financial package to fit the needs of your operation and help you reach your business goals? Are you ready to add a reliable financial resource to your team? Visit us at farmcreditofvirginias.com or give us a call today at 800-919-FARM. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Farmers in the eastern United States are still estimating the damage from a major winter storm this past weekend. We know of collapsed poultry houses and heavily damaged greenhouses. We also have numerous reports of barns, hay sheds, and other farm infrastructure that did not survive the storm. The weight of the snow, ice, and sleet received during the storm was simply too much to bear. Farmers are encouraged to report damage to their local Office of Cooperative Extension. Officials say it will probably take weeks to fully realize the damage caused by Winter Storm Fern, from Texas and Oklahoma all the way to the East Coast and New England. It was a big one.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
When it comes to a healthy bottom line for your farming operation, nothing helps like healthy soil. Producers who use soil health management systems report lower input costs while maintaining or even improving their yields. Plus, those systems help with drought protection and soil and water conservation. Contact your local Natural Resources Conservation Service office today to find out more and unlock the secrets in your soil. This message brought to you by the NRCS and this radio station.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a teacher.
I live in the South.
California is my home.
I speak fluent Spanish.
No hablo español.
I have brown eyes.
My eyes are blue.
We're very different people, but we do have something in common. I made a donation to the Red Cross.
When disaster struck and I needed help, her gift to the American Red Cross changed my life.
When you support the American Red Cross, you change a life, starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org and find out about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Charlotte, North Carolina. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station Joy FM, FM 91.3 in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. Our pearl of wisdom today from longtime listener Raymond Doherty, who says, "A young man's head is filled with visions and fun, but an old man's heart dreams of deeds well done." That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on farm, and I'm Ish.
An unbeatable combination of power, utility, and comfort. For decades, the PowerStar name has been synonymous with power, utility, and comfort for farms around the world. Today's lineup is no exception. Whether you need a basic utility tractor to rake hay or tend to a few horses, or a daily workhorse to do the morning chores and then head back to the fields, a PowerStar tractor will meet your needs without compromising the star qualities its name symbolizes. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in Arcade, Sheridan, and Wood Hull for special financing or cash discounts.
What does Washington know about farming here in CJ Country? Well, let's find out with this update from the USDA.
Gardeners, you may have been busy this winter, haven't you? Your puzzled look may mean you haven't taken, or maybe are unaware of, steps this winter time to prepare your garden for the spring. Of course, weather in your area perhaps has not cooperated in that regard. If weather has cooperated for you, though, here's an overwintering garden prep checklist, courtesy of Cynthia Domeghini of Kansas State University Extension.
Some things that you could do if you haven't done it already is clean up any remaining debris, things like leaves and plant material that has died back.
Clean up before spring reduces overwintering pest and plant disease, both in the soil and in the plant materials.
You can put that in your compost heap if you have one, as long as you do turn your pile regularly so that it will heat up.
Just don't compost debris that contains known plant disease.
If you're not sure, it's probably best just to dispose of that debris that you know has diseases on it.
Perhaps, gardeners, your winter has included cleaning garden tools in preparation for the spring.
That would include things like shovels and rakes, get any dirt off of those, and then you can sharpen pruners and metal shovels to get them ready for spring.
Another wintertime task, identify the right time to prune plants. Domeghini acknowledges this varies based on region, plant variety, and flowering period.
Ideally, you would be pruning at a time when the plant will be able to heal most quickly. And this tends to be right before a period of rapid growth, so that the plant is able to seal up that wound and not invite any diseases in.
Did you, gardeners, also remember to move your container garden to protected areas this winter?
I know some of the containers I have on my front porch are very heavy, and I don't like moving them in the wintertime, so I may just cover them where they are so that they aren't subject to weathering throughout the wintertime.
Now that spring is approaching,
you could add some compost to the soil before planting. Another thing that you should consider, if you haven't in a few years, you may take a soil test to see what kind of nutrients your soil may need.
Here's something gardeners should think about doing by now. Yet Domeghini says several do not do. Draw a plan for your garden.
This will help you with laying things out in a logical way so that you make the most of the space you have available. But it's also a great option to help you with crop rotation.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Dairy producers need to know more than just the latest cost per hundredweight. That's why we bring you Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now. Here on the CJ Agribusiness Report, he'll join us in just a moment. Where can you buy 4x8 sheets of 7/16 OSB for just $8.18 a sheet? Bird's Lumber and Perry. How about 4x8 sheets of half-inch drywall for just $11.97 a sheet? Yeah, that's Bird's Lumber too. You pick it up, you save big. 7/16 OSB, just $8.18 a sheet. Half-inch drywall, just $11.97 a sheet. Bird's Lumber, Washington Street in Perry. Your best price place is open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media. Your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to another edition of Inside Dairy. Dr. Michael Dykes is President and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association. During Dairy Forum 2026, taking place this week in California, he talked a little bit about the focus on genetics in our dairy cattle.
Combined with the advanced efforts in nutrition, making sure we're getting the nutrients into the cow, critical to optimizing production, and quality of component, high-value component-laden milk is unparalleled, absolutely remarkable. And what are we seeing? We're seeing Holstein's milk like Jersey's. We're seeing 4.2, 4.3, and I just asked this gentleman here a while ago, and he's at 4.2, 4.3 himself. Some will say they're higher than that. And as we're increasing butterfat, we're also increasing protein. And as I said earlier, this is high-quality milk, component-laden. I've always been a believer that we have value in the fractions in this milk, and it will be beyond just the gallon, just the glass of milk, but it'll be the individual fractions that are in there. And with all the investment in the technology and our new infrastructure, we'll be able to extract those high-value products, proteins, the enzymes, the bioactives. The investment by the processors is a further statement, $11 billion, it's a further statement to the belief in the future of this industry and the willingness to invest in it.
When we come back, we'll hear more from Dr. Michael Dykes, who talks during his State of the Dairy address at Dairy Forum 26 about the removal of artificial colors and how the industry responded. More in a moment. This is Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
The conversation continues now with Dr. Michael Dykes, President and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association. He said there was a push out of Washington, D.C. for the removal of artificial colors in the foods that we consume.
Came together, 54 processors committed that we remove certified artificial colors in school meals, milk, cheese, and yogurt. That got the attention of Secretary Rawlins. Seeing our industry step forward in a proactive manner to address an issue. We further extended that with our ice cream community, where we committed, teamed up with 44 U.S. ice cream companies, that we would eliminate certified artificial colors by the end of 2027. This represents over 90% of the ice cream sold in the U.S. Got major attention. Got 11,000 news media. We reached almost 1.5 billion people. So we come together, we leverage the health benefits of this product, we are seen as a partner in making America healthy again, we can make a difference. And I always believe that a picture is worth a thousand words. I don't think there's a better description of elevating dairy in the eyes of policymakers than this picture. This is, again, farmers, processors, suppliers, standing in the Secretary of Agriculture's office at USDA, with Secretary Rawlins, Secretary Kennedy, and FDA Commissioner McCarry. Absolutely phenomenal. We have been leveraging that goodwill for policy successes. When we do those kinds of events, when we make those kinds of commitments, when we unite, when we command attention, we're able to do things like whole milk for healthy kids.
And this is Inside Dairy.
Just ahead, the latest weather forecast. Tony St. James will bring us American cattle news and the closing market report. But first, it's Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report
When winter hits hard, step out with confidence in dry-shod waterproof boots designed to keep your feet warm, dry, and super comfortable, no matter how deep the snow or how wild the weather. With rugged but super lightweight soles for grip and insulated for comfort that lasts all day, these boots don't just resist the elements, they conquer them. Check out the Easy On, Easy Off styles for hunting, working, and playing at dryshodusa.com and visit Kelly's Garage, 2868 Route 246 in Perry to grab your pair of dry-shod waterproof boots beyond the original, built to perform.
Some candid comments from a seed industry rep today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Mike Parkinson says he deals with a half-and-half mix of what he calls industrial ag farmers and regenerative ag farmers. Parkinson works for DeSmet, South Dakota-based Legend Seeds, and was at the recent Practical Farmers of Iowa convention.
If everybody tomorrow decided to do regenerative ag in the seed corn industry, you know, we just say, oh, all the traits are going away, we would all starve to death. You know, there's only enough conventional corn to maybe produce 11 to 14% of the acres. A guy needs to keep his options open, especially when we don't know what's coming. And so I would really encourage guys who are conventional to find ways to be more efficient on conventional, ways to make their fertilizer go forward, keep their soil healthy.
Parkinson's advice to farmers using traded seed?
Start to learn how to put money in your checkbook as a farmer instead of giving it to everybody else. Because as a sales guy, I can come up with 10 reasons for you to give me $5,000. As a farmer, you should come up with 10 reasons why you should keep that money in your pocket. And you need to start working with people who are more on your side as a farmer and maybe less on a big corporate co-op side.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
The clock says we have just a few more minutes left of today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Then it's today's favorites and the legends on the CJ Country Morning Show. Right now, it's a check of the weather forecast, then Tony St. James with the American Cattle News and closing market report.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Buys and dip, Upstate Farms yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, and fluid milk, home to Intense Milk and their lactose-free Milk for Life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, a slight chance of snow showers between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., partly sunny and cold with a high near 10, wind chill as low as minus 15. Tonight, a chance of snow showers mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with low around 2, wind chill as low as minus 10. For Thursday, a chance of snow showers mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 12, wind chill as low as minus 10. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 8, feels like minus 13.
American Cattle News. How close are we to rebuilding the herd? Has it begun? More after this.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Brandon Dodd is with the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
Essentially, between this cattle on feed report and the report this Friday, we'll get an idea of whether or not heifer retention could be underway. and if we're at the beginning of a new cattle cycle. All of that said, the percent of heifers on feed came in at about 38.7%, which is flat with January of last year. Also shocking in this value is the fact that it increased compared to the value reported in October by more than 0.5%. At least for now, this doesn't have me the most optimistic of seeing any substantial rebuilding being observed in the report later this week. One value economists will consider in the cattle on feed report this month is the ratio of steers to heifers on feed. This value tells us the number of steers relative to every heifer in the feedlot. Because we know that inventories are overall down for what we can push through feed yards, looking at the percentages that I mentioned and also this ratio, that can help pull some of that kind of bias out or just that noise out and paint a clear fundamental picture as to what the reproductive basis is for the industry. This report recorded about 1.58 steers on feed for every heifer also on feed. This value doesn't have me jumping over my seat about any massive rebuilding prospects. In fact, we are actually lower than the levels that we saw 10 to 15 years ago when we started rebuilding the last time. So what does that mean, at least for right now? Well, we don't entirely know this until Friday when we get the cattle inventory report, but the fundamental picture is still pretty clear. Supplies are tight and pessimism is looming with cow-calf producers on whether they should expand their herd, focus on maintenance, or downsize. If you ask my current bias about the report for later in the week, I think we're going to have somewhat of a mixed bag with some areas seeing increases and some seeing losses. Overall, though, based on what we've observed for slaughter this year, especially with beef cows, I wouldn't be too shocked to see us very close to the values we saw last January.
American Cattle News.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
As a social influencer, my days can be busy. 4 a.m., I hit the gym. 4:32, protein smoothie. 5:08, save time and money bundling my home and auto insurance with Progressive. Wait, if I bundle and save time, what would I do then? Just sit here and reflect? Like, why am I qualified to influence anyone? And how those weights are hollow? And half of my followers are bots?
You could save time and money bundling your home and auto when you switch to Progressive. It's one less thing to worry about during your already busy day. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. And you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Brad Gazan, on Atlanta United, we know everyone has a ritual, a habit we never skip, to clear our minds and elevate our performance. But what do you do to keep your head in the game? Because being your best isn't just about taking care of your body. It's about taking care of your mind and mental health. Discover the resources you need to keep your mind focused and your mental health a priority.
Find resources at georgia.loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Here's a look at how your markets closed on Tuesday. Corn futures 1.75 lower on the March contract, ending at 426.5. May was down 1.25 to 434.75. September down 3/4 to 454 1/4. March beans up 5.5 to 1067 1/4. May up 5.5 at 1079 1/2. And November up 3 3/4 at 1082 3/4. Chicago March wheat up 3/4 at 523 1/4. May unchanged at 532 3/4. In the Minneapolis soft wheat, March was up 2 at 571 3/4. May up 2 1/4 at 583 1/4. March hard red winter was up 3 to 532 3/4. May up 2 1/4 to 542 3/4. Cotton futures trading higher. March picked up 86 points, ending at 63.83. May up 77 to 65.45. July up 71 to 67.01. Back in Chicago, February live cattle lost 42.5, ending at 235.60. April off 60 to 237.40. And June was down 37.5 to 233.25. March feeders off 60 to 362. April was down 55 to 360.65. May off 52.5 to 357.95. February lean hogs up 75 to 89.05. April up 10 to 96.82.5. May up 20 to 142.5. February class 3 milk down 35 at 1568. March down 18 to 1617. Crude oil ended the day $1.76 higher at 62.39 on Wall Street. The Dow Jones down 408 to 49,003. The NASDAQ up 215 to 23,817. And the S&P was up 28 to 69,78.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. That's 800-918-7169.
Farming and maintaining your property are year-round jobs made easier with a dependable, easy-to-maintain tractor and conveniently accessible parts and fluids from J-Love Farm Supply. The snow is in the air, but you're still clearing the lane, feeding the cows, and performing that essential maintenance in the shop. J-Love Farm Supply has all the genuine AGCO parts and certified service expertise you need to keep your operation and homestead running. Stop into our locations in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. J-Love Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AGCO parts and service.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.